This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Grocery store shelves in the great state of Vermont are about to look a lot different. A new law there is going to require all food labels to say whether products contain genetically modified ingredients. It's the first time a state has done that, and as you might well imagine, there have been some fireworks about the law. It goes into effect tomorrow, and its effects will be seen far and wide. Marketplace's Jed Kim explains.
First, producers haven't just been sitting around. They've been preparing. Michael Gruber of the Grocery Manufacturers Association says some, like Campbell's, have been prepping compliant labels. Others are like Coca-Cola, which has signaled it may pull some of its products out of Vermont.
We also have member companies that are reformulating their ingredients to use non-GMO ingredients or organic ingredients to try and avoid that label.
That label, Gruber says, is intended to scare away customers from GMOs, which are perfectly safe. University of Vermont's Jane Kaladinsky disagrees. Not about the safety, about the labels.
Labels are not going to serve as skull and bones or warning labels for individuals.
Kaladinsky has researched the effects of such labels on Vermont shoppers. She says while some will avoid GMO foods, others embrace them, and plenty more don't care. Kaladinsky says research shows customers expect products with GMOs to be priced lower.
Their pocketbook will decide where the marketplace should be, and that's as it should be in a competitive marketplace.
Jason Lusk teaches food economics at Oklahoma State University. He says the labels can put people off, but things like a well-known brand can help offset the effect. It's too early to tell how things will shake out, but wide action is underway. Most producers can't make region-specific labels.
It's not economical for them to make changes only for Vermont, so we have a small state that's going to impact our food labels all across the country.
So expect to start seeing them wherever you are. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.